This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
7:45. Joining us this morning for the Israel Report is Dr. Ze'ev Kanin. He's from the Department of Political Studies. A very good morning to you. Chodesh Tov, how are you?
Very good morning to you and your listeners. How are you?
I am well, thank you. We're at a strange stage in terms of where this war is at. The stage or phase one has ended. We don't really get a sense of the strength of Hamas. Is the war near its end? And can Hamas, and is Hamas almost defeated?
Will you be surprised if I will tell that nobody knows, really? In fact, we are used to the situation in the contemporary world that on one hand, officially, there is no war, that war is continued. I think that in this situation, we are now in the situation that war is over, or almost over, but the battle is going on. It might sound strange, but this is the situation now. We don't know really, is it going to be the second stage? In fact, at the moment, when the first stage is over, the second stage should bring back to Israel alive and dead all the rest of the hostages that's still in the hands of Hamas in the Gaza Strip. However, the preliminary understanding was that Israel will withdraw its forces from Gaza, and more or less that's it. But the question now, whether Hamas will stay there, or what remained from Hamas at the moment, or immediately on the already in the process of returning of the rest of the hostages, the international community, like there will be an alliance that will decide and organize the model of ruling Gaza next day after the end of the war. It's not absolutely not clear what situation is. The negotiations are going on. But in fact, officially, still it's a period of negotiations, but whether they're talking and who is talking and on the what issues they're talking, it's pretty unclear. What we do know that American President Donald Trump insists on finishing this war, on returning all the hostages and finishing the war. Israeli government insists that the Philadelphia corridor still will be in hands of the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. And Hamas will not be there. But it's very, as you definitely know, it's easier to say rather than to do. Mm. In principle, practically all Gaza population, this or that way, integrated into Hamas infrastructure. It's not just a military movement, but it's also it's not just the government. That's the essence of the local sub-ethnic group of the Arab people. That's the story. So when representatives of our government and prime minister are asked, do you have any plan what to do with Gaza on the next day? The answer is, of course we do. Of course we have a plan. This is Donald Trump's plan to remove the popular Arab population, the Palestinian Arab population and or Hamas-affiliated population from the Gaza Strip somewhere, preferably to Arab countries like Egypt and Jordan, but possibly some other states, and reconstruct the Gaza to make it like it's not a, not appended to the state of Israel, maybe, but to give it the status of the so-called a specific status of the internationally organized or international ruled territory, and to finish for that, with that, to finish to remove any threat from that side to the state of Israel and to Israeli Jewish people. That's more or less the situation. Whether it works or not, we don't know. And finally, we also know that quite often Mr. Trump is suggests very high demands, and everybody expect that at the end of the day he will be ready to negotiate. As far as Israel is concerned, it's not an issue, it's not a problem, because in Jerusalem they're doing what they're asking from Washington. The question is whether Donald Trump exactly is saying exactly what he means at the moment. We learned from his negotiations with Mexico, with Canada, some other parties, that asking something very, challengeable.
Extreme.
At the end of the day, he means something to get something else. I'm getting it, by the way.
Yes.
So at this point, I believe that all the parties, Israel, United States, Saudi Arabia, and members of Saudi bloc, they are thinking about arranging a sort of an alliance for ruling the Gaza. Palestinian Authority is not an issue here, despite of the fact that almost everybody besides Israel are talking that Abu Mazen should be a part of the deal, a part of the issue. But in Israel, overwhelming majority do not believe to this descendants of Yasser Arafat. So we now, the process of when everything is more or less clear, what should be. But it's pretty unclear how to reach it.
Right. Is there any chance that Hamas still will rule Gaza by the end of the war?
If Hamas will stay in Gaza, that means that everything was in vain. Listen, we should understand somehow. It took us in Israel, here in Israel, a lot of time to understand that our Western vision, let me put it this way, Israel is a Western country. It's despite of the fact that we are in Asia, we are a European country, in fact, right. Maybe Central European. But in fact, we understand that, finally we understood long ago, but it took time to understand vision, what does it mean, victory, and their vision, Oriental vision, what does it mean, victory, are two different things. If we will take the real situation, so more than the half of their military potential of Hamas totally destroyed. Overwhelming majority of Hamas militants killed or wounded. Gaza is destroyed totally. The a substantial part of their military tunnels also destroyed. Most of their leaders, both military and political, actually not in this world. Everybody, ask any European or American what is the situation, everybody would tell us Hamas defeated totally. But from their point of view, it doesn't matter how many people killed in Gaza and what happened with Gaza. The fact that they're still alive means that they attacked Israel, killed people, took hostages, and they're still alive and they're still in Gaza. That means that it's their victory. Israel is not able to put up with that.
What kind of a role does Qatar still play here? We saw, of course, right at the beginning that they were very, very much involved. They were housing Hamas. Then there was a time that they looked like they were getting a little bit tired of this. We know that they fund huge amounts of misinformation campaigns, including Al Jazeera. Have they still got a role to play in the future of Gaza and Hamas, or are we likely to see them take a back seat?
It is pretty unlikely that Qatar will be removed from the political map in the Middle East and in the world. Qatar is one of the most substantial sponsors of terrorist organizations, including Hamas, or maybe first of all Hamas. Qatar is an ally of Turkey, and both regimes are Islamists, like a soft Islamist in Turkey, which becoming more and more radicalized, like classical Muslim brothers in Qatar. Qatar is an ally of Iran. Qatar is supporting the Islamist networks and Dawah al-Marat bringing to Islam all over the world. Qatar, according to estimation of our colleagues from ISGAP, Institute for Study of Anti-Semitism, they enjoy the influence of $500 billion of property in the United States. Qatar is funding anti-Semitic and anti-Israeli campaign all over the Western world, on one hand. On the other hand, American military base there. Qatar doesn't have good relations with the Saudi Arabia and members of Saudi bloc, but still it's not an enemy officially. Even in Israel, it's not proclaimed an enemy. So at the moment, we needed, or everybody needed, as a mediator, when their services will not be needed anymore. Maybe the status of Qatar is the current negotiations and the current process will be decreased. But meantime, Qatar is not going anywhere.
Let's just, before we end, we've got a few more minutes left. The terror attacks that we've started to see again in Israel, this can't be simply a coincidence in terms of timing. What do we understand about what is going on here?
Are you talking about whether we are going to see another terrorist attack? You mean terrorist attack in Tel Aviv?
In Tel Aviv, we're starting to see a bit of a trend towards terror attacks happening again within Israel.
I see. Well, the story is that Hamas is interested that the battle in the Gaza Strip will not be renewed soon because they need time to reorganize, to mobilize their fighters again. This is not the quality of militants which they had, most of that well-trained and experienced. Already not in this world, but still they need time to train them, to organize them, and so on. They need time to get reach to their storages of armament and ammunition in order to continue war, and they need time to organize their allies and the patrons in order to stay in power somehow. Officially, they declare that they are not interested in civic power, the civil power they're still, but are not ready to get rid of their armament, like Lebanization of Gaza Strip they want. But still, they want to show that they're there on the map. And that is why they promote and stimulate their nets in the West Bank or in Judea and Samaria to continue to organize various activities like terrorist attacks. So that's what we see at the moment. That means if the war in the south in Gaza and in Lebanon and the north is about to be over, we now see another front, and very substantial front in the east, that means in Judea and Samaria.
Interesting. That's the reality, because, and it also shows that no peace is possible with an organization like Hamas. Hopefully there are people that can come to the table to recognize that the best answer is to find a way forward in peace. That is where we leave it. Dr. Ze'ev Kanin, he's from the Department of Political Studies, bringing us the Israel Report this morning.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.